Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Across the Pond. I'm Caroline, founder of Crystal Heart Psychics, and I have my wonderful co-host with me, Joni Eisinger. Joni, are you there?
I am, and I hear you clearly. It's a miracle!
I know. We did have some technical issues before we started. However, we managed to get through it, didn't we, Joni?
And you know that Mercury goes into retrograde, I think, next week, so this is like typical.
Well, we did say, because we were actually going to do the show next week, and I think we decided against it because of that very thing. So,
yeah.
Never mind. Well, I've got to say, and I will say welcome to everyone who's listening. We've got 12 callers so far, so we won't necessarily spend a long time, sort of talking about what we do. However, what I would like to say is, obviously, for those that have listened, you know us. We've been doing this show for 4 or 5 years now, and you know the way we work. For those that haven't joined us before, we'll just, Joni, would you like to give yourself a quick introduction, and then I'll do myself, and we'll.
Oh, sure. Very quickly, I'm from Long Island, New York. Now I'm in Northern New Jersey. I used to be a therapist in New York City for 10 years. I didn't believe in any of this. I thought it was bunk. I became gifted with abilities around 2003, 2004, 2005, and my life changed 180 degrees. I left the field of social work and I became a professional psychic, healer, and medium. This is what I do for a living. I love it. I am a light worker with a sense of urgency to assist in the awakening of humanity. And it's not the Joni Show. It is the giving of the abilities, the wisdom, the lifetimes of having kind of gotten it, having put it together, to now pass it forward so others can awakening and heal. So I do Skype and phone, Facebook video and FaceTime videos, sessions for folks who are not local to North Central New Jersey. I do restaurant galleries, and I love to blog, and I do YouTube videos, and I love doing this show with Caroline, who I met on LinkedIn. So that's my abbreviated version. Caroline, please share with everyone who you are, what you're about.
Hi, well, I'm Caroline. I am a founder of a company called Crystal Heart Psychics, where I have psychics online 24/7 to take your call. I do interview every single one, and I do test every single one. My belief set is very similar to Joni's, and this is how we came together. We both believe this is Earth School. We both believe we're here to learn. We're both predominantly healers, and I think I need to stress that, because you'll understand why in a second. However, how it started for me 13 years ago, almost by accident, my horse got poorly or sick. My hands used to get hot when I walked into his stable. Didn't know what it was till about a year later. I went through some personal life circumstances. I was very similar to Joni. I wasn't convinced that this kind of stuff was real. So that just proves 13 years later, 14,000 readings later, it's a very different place to be. So basically for me, I started working on the telephone psychic lines myself online, decided to set up my own business, which is Crystal Heart Psychics. I'm a qualified Reiki master, I'm a qualified Zen master, I'm a qualified hypnotherapist, life coach, and also predominantly I'm a medium and channel as well. So both myself and Joni believe in past lives. We both believe that sometimes you have to clear karma. We both believe that sometimes you're called to a situation where it is your time to awaken. And we also feel that, so with myself and Joni, the formats of our readings are very much, we may give you a future forecast once we've looked at your healing. Because the reason for that is we like to give you options and choices, and therefore we like to give you an empowering psychic reading, and we don't like to take away your free will. So that is where we are. As far as the show format's concerned, basically I read the last three digits of your number. And obviously you will then live. We limit it to one question. If you say who you are and where you are from, then we can help as much as we can. Also, for me personally, if you want to get in touch with me, I have www.crystalheartpsychics.com. I have a Facebook page, Crystal Heart Psychics. You can friend me on Facebook, which is Caroline Crystal Heart, but please tell me who you are and where you're from before I friend you. And also we have a radio page show, which the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. And that's where you can contact me and Joni if you have any questions. Please follow us on the blog talk as well, so it lets you know when our next show will be. Right, I think we best get moving, Joni, don't you? Seeing as we've got a few people to talk to. Okay,
yes, and I'll just say my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com, if you want to find me. Okay, let's go.
Okay,
we'll give our station identification at the end.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Right, 4593, sorry. Just if you could tell us who you are and where you're from, that would be great.
Hi, this is Kim. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi. Ohio, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, right,
how
great.
Can we
My question is, do you have details about a new love relationship coming in for me?
Okay. Caroline, why don't you go?
Do you want me to look at this? Yeah. Okay. The answer is, as you asked that question, I got pictures of two lovebirds. So, and it was like the Tweety Pie. So that to me says that there is a new relationship coming. Am I right in saying that you've done a lot of clearing yourself over the past couple of years?
Yes, I've done a lot.
Yeah, you've done a lot of work on yourself, because what they're showing me is like this lovely pink heart in the center. So where I'm getting it, and I will say this to anybody, Kim, so this is, yes, this is your reading, but this is also for people who are listening. If you have worked on yourself and you have wonderful self-belief and you trust yourself implicitly, then you are ready for the right relationship. And the reason for that is you have that ability to set healthy boundaries. Okay, so I feel that you had relationships in the past that were, they're saying to me, slightly dysfunctional. Does that make sense, Kim?
Yeah.
But they're saying, like, now you've actually said, you've said, right, okay. And a lot of people do this. It's like repeat, repeat, repeat. You keep meeting the same kind of person. And so at some point you go, hang on a second, I need to change the record. And I think you said, I need to change the record to yourself. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. They're just showing me the picture of you've pressed the reset button. So that's amazing. So they're showing me this heart center. They're saying you have self-worth and self-love, which is great because that means you have inner contentment and inner peace, and therefore you're ready for the right relationship. Now, if you ask me when this person's coming in, I am actually picking up September time. All right. So that's my sort of, and it's like they're saying there was jigsaw pieces in the puzzle that you had to put together to first before this came in. Does that make sense?
Okay. What kind of pieces? Like,
it was almost like you had to take a good long hard look in the mirror and fix the bits that needed fixing.
So is there more of that between now and September, or what?
Right. Okay. You will have dates, discussions, meet people, but they're giving me September as a significant month. So it may be that you might meet someone sooner, but you're not going to decide till you feel right. Does that make sense? This is all about your choice, your power. Okay. This is not about if someone's okay. And this is where it's reverse thinking. Okay. So when we meet someone, if you are a little bit insecure, first thing is, do they like me? Yeah. Am I okay? Is it going to turn into a relationship? Right. When you've got that inner security, you stop asking those questions because you feel the self-worth inside. And then what happens is you go, actually, this is kind of a nice guy. Do I like him? So you're changing the record.
Okay.
So that's where they wanted you to be. Now, also, can I ask, do you have a mother in spirit? Or
my mother is
grandmother.
Still alive. Grandmother is in spirit.
Okay. Was she quite close to you when you were young?
Yeah.
She's mother's side, isn't she? This is why.
Yeah.
She's around a lot. So
okay.
She's quite happy. She'll be happy when you're married off, is what I've just got. So that's kind
me too.
Of, yeah. So yeah, and she's assisting in this, but it's kind of like now, and then it's sort of second best won't do anymore. It's got to be the right one. Now it doesn't mean, and okay, what I'm going to say to you with that is keep an open mind, because you may feel that this person comes in is slightly different to what you normally go for, but keep that open mind, okay? And the reason why I say that, I've done this myself. Your subconscious automatically attracts you to a certain type. But when you clear your issues, you still might feel comfortable with that certain type. However, someone else might come along and you'll feel the connection, but you think, this is not normally my type. That's fine. Give it a chance. Do you see what I mean? And I think you'll find you'll be pleasantly surprised. I do feel you in a very comfortable relationship in the future.
Thank you.
Okay, that's me. So I'll pass you quickly to Joni.
Well, thank you for that, Caroline. It's a good jumping off point. Want to ask you, is there someone you have in mind? Is there someone you're looking at?
I've only talked to him once. He's a customer. No one in particular. Someone from my past keeps coming back, but he's not good for me, so I keep blocking that.
Mm-hmm. Are you hoping that the customer turns out to be someone, or are you keeping an open mind?
I'm keeping an open mind because he hasn't come back or pursued me or anything like that. So,
okay. So regarding the customer, because I felt like there was someone around that's already in your life. The customer is not going to fulfill. I don't think he necessarily would even come towards you, you know, to even generate something. It doesn't seem right to me. Friendly guy, nice person, but not where you're at. Different circle. It's just a different life. There's not much crossover of similarity. So I want to jump off from what Caroline had said regarding you seem to be choosing the similar type, but that someone's going to come along that's different. Have you been, quote unquote, dumping people a lot? The dump. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. That is unreasonable. And then you stop.
I have in the past.
Yes. So that's very good. So do you feel that you're maintaining your integrity?
Yes, that's
good.
I don't want this coming back from the past because
good. So we've got this forward thinking, this new vision, this we're not in that anymore. Like I don't see you looking behind. You're forward. It's forward vision and it's new. So I do feel that there was something. I'm not quite sure. Are these men that you were meeting, were they quote unquote lazy?
Yes.
There was something about their attitude. It was there was a weakness, and their spirit wasn't strong. And you're a searcher, and you're very hardy. And I'm feeling there's just the lack of robustness. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what I suggest is with the law of attraction. You know, our thoughts create our reality. If it's for our highest good, it comes to us. Without fear and doubt getting in the way, is that you want to put that into your manifestation, your vision, the specs list of what you would like in a future partner is robust.
Okay.
Robust, fortitude, strength, vision, heart, appreciation, gratitude, gladness, and movement. Like he's got a machine in there, a machine. Because you are that way, and you want someone to lift you up, not someone to bring you down. So that's what Spirit says. Now, regarding the future, it does look like September. Are you doing online dating, or are you going out with friends and meeting people at places?
I meet people face-to-face. I'm not online.
No online. So I feel like it's an out and about then. Let's see. Going in. Because online, I feel that there are a few there, but it's fine. There are no shoulds.
Okay.
Are you planning on going on a trip?
I was going to. I don't know if I'll just stop it or not.
Because I saw a backpack or a trip. It could be an overnight. Like a lodge of some sort. Give it time. Do you do camping or hiking?
If it's in a cabin with flush toilet.
That's funny. You could. I feel like it's an outdoor event. I don't know if you're a runner, Sierra Club, hiking, camping, outside, outdoor event. There are other people there, but I feel like it's very peaceful, unless it's a spiritual workshop of sorts. So I don't know. I don't know. I feel that you're out and about, and there are others that are searching for that solitude, the peace. It could even be a walking club, and you get involved with walkers, and there's just someone who feels, I don't know, I see the woods. I don't know, I just feel there's woodsy. It's woodsy. He okay. could be earthy crunchy. Maybe that's what they're giving me. But I feel that it's a beautiful location. It's very serene, and you meet up. There are other people there, but I do also get solitude, meaning there's serenity around, peace. And you have a lot of things in common, and I do hear music, so it could be an outdoor music festival as well. But it feels like it's near the woods or in the woods.
Okay.
So I hope that assists. And hold that vision of what you want, what you deserve, what brings you that smile in your heart, and you'll draw yourself towards it. And good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Lovely to speak to you. Okay, lovely to Kim. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. On to the next caller, 574. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
I am Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
Hi.
I'm well. How are y'all?
Fine, thank you. And
we're good.
Well, I talked to you both in May. I'm still researching a new job. I'm not fearful about anything. I just wanted to, you know, maybe get an update. Because right now okay. I'm feeling like I just need a little bit of motivation or something.
You need an uplift, but I get. So, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. So I'll just pass you on to Joni, because obviously we do take it in turns. And so, Joni, it's your shout.
Sure. Now, Kimberly, I remember your calling, but because of the channeling and, you know, we do this once a month, refresh, please. What is the job you're looking at?
Well, I have been teaching for about 16
That's
years.
That's right. So now I remember. All you had to do was say that, honey.
So I'm looking for something in leadership outside the classroom. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, is this about money? Is this about scholarships for the kids, or is this funding and philanthropy and looking for a grant, for grant money?
Not that I know of. I haven't seen a job like that. So.
Okay.
Not,
so this, okay.
So.
Going in. So you're looking for, you see, I feel like you could create something. Going in. So. Hang on. I'm hearing some buzzing in the back. Hang on.
Sorry, is that me?
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, because I'm standing outside and there's nothing out
there. Okay.
Here.
Hang on. Let's see. No, this isn't for now. This is a little while. With the energy, what it is, and this lockdown business and things being tight. You're in a school now, correct? You're teaching?
No, well, I was in May. Now it's over, so it's summertime.
Right,
so
but you could go back to that position?
No, I resigned from that position.
Okay, see, this is not the mayor. I remember you taught. Okay. So, I don't know if this is a turn, something different. I see a charter school or private institution, and you get involved there, but it takes a while. I feel that, you know, with what's been going on in the world, there have been a lot of changes. You know, a lot of institutions are shifting. There's a lot going on right now. So I feel that there's a timeline shift, and I feel that you do find, I feel like it's private. I mean, Caroline will go in also. It feels like it's a private institution, and you might be teaching. You might not yet be doing what you want to do. What I get is it suffices. In the future, I feel that this comes true, but not yet. There's a hold. There's a, like a clench, but I don't feel that it's yours. It's not karmic. I don't feel like it's fear or doubt. I feel that it's the environment. I feel that it's external and that things are tenuous. They're stressful. And again, I do not feel that you are projecting this onto your movie screen. You know, it's wait, what's going on here? What's happening? And then people are scrambling and people are trying to figure out how we're going to do this and blah, 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 blah. And things are reorganizing. I don't know what this means, but I have to say it. It's legal. There's legal involvement with things. Institutions are changing. The children are getting ready for something different. And you're in the midst of a change. I believe in November this will shift, and I believe you would be called to do something. I feel that you would be hired to do something. I don't know. It feels like, I don't know, they say primary. So it either means primary school or it means you will be like the first of that type of person to be doing that. But whatever the case, for right now, you watch, you observe, you look for that job that you're looking for, keep holding the vision, but I don't see it happening yet. It manifests itself later. Because of this turn of events in the world, it shifts, but it's better. So what you will see is a new and improved system. Does that make sense to you at all, Honey Pie?
No, sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to pass you on to Caroline.
Okay.
And so what I suggest, because this happens, this isn't the first time that I've had a reading where it doesn't resonate, just shelve it. It might not make sense now.
Okay.
Just put it on a shelf and go, I don't know what to make of that one. And that's it.
Okay.
Okay, passing me on to Caroline. Yep.
Okay, Kimberly. Well, what I'm going to say is I concur with Joni on that. I mean, I actually had a conversation with Joni the other night. Now, I've been predicting something for Joni for 4 years.
You crack me up. Go ahead, Ken. I'll be quiet.
Something was happening, and I actually went, see, I told you 4 years ago. So that just says it all, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh, my yes. God. Okay, yes. Right. I had to shelve something, Kimberly, for 4 years, okay?
Yeah. So, anyway, that's just an example. It just gives a bit of a flavor. Okay. Now, did you want to get out of teaching completely? Because there's several things that I have for you. Okay. Yeah. So, is it just the fact of you just want to be in business or you could do something around teaching?
I mean, I could do something around teaching, but 16 years in the classroom is enough for me.
Okay, that's fine. Have you ever thought of being a head teacher? Seriously?
No. No.
Okay, because I kind of had several options here, right? Okay, with the world the way it is and everything so topsy-turvy, you could set up your own business of teaching online, even though you've done 16 years in the classroom. The other thing that came into my mind is you could set up your own school, and they are pushing me for you to be in a higher-up position. Okay, so you might be in a school because you're used to that environment, but not necessarily teaching. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to run away from schools altogether?
No, schools are fine as long as I'm not in the classroom.
You won't be in the classroom. This will be, and I think this is kind of, it's just different wording or wordplay, But I think Joni was actually picking up something very similar. But it's just, it comes through to us in symbolization. So it's our translation. Does that make sense? So I feel that you might be back in a school, but it might be a private one and it might not be in the classroom. And I think you'd be fine at that point. Whether it be that you are a course administrator or whether it be that you move up the ranks and you're more into the head teacher role. So you won't be going back into that classroom. Okay. And the reason why Spirit has told me this is they're saying you have so much skills and so much knowledge of the educational system, your skills would actually go to waste right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It might not be what you want to hear, and I'm really sorry about that. But I think you need to be going up the ranks and moving into like a business manager role within a school or something that takes you away from teaching.
Right.
So it's almost like course direction, course director, head teacher, any of those kind of roles. So you're not doing the doing as such, but you're making the decisions behind what's being taught. And I think you would be absolutely brilliant at it.
Okay. Thank you.
So this is why I see a private institution, and I get that as well. Because I think you'd have a more free rein to do what you want to do. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you are going to really enjoy it. I hope that helps. I hope that's given you some clarification. The other thing that they said to me, if you wanted to look at marketing, that's something you could do. But you have a lot of skills, and they're saying to me they don't want you to see them, put them to waste right now. However, I do feel you'll have the ability to change and create. And I would look at that online business as well, because I think you might enjoy it.
Okay.
I hope that helps. So keep forward.
Thank you.
It is coming. All right. Okay, Kimberly.
Okay.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Can I just share something with folks?
Yeah.
With the state of the state and the world the way it is, there are timelines that are shifting for people. And that there are things that you might have thought were going to happen, or that we said before, and things have changed. And you might find that what Caroline and I get as messages from Spirit are different, and that there are going to be disappointments. And what I highly suggest is don't hang your hat on anything, ever. Expectations are setups for disappointment, and that please don't shoot the messenger. We are channels of Spirit, and that we don't have any personal bias. Our filters, I believe, are quite clear. And that we are going with the understanding, Caroline and I are going with the understanding that things have changed. It's like 52-card pickup, folks. For those who don't know what 52-card pickup is, look it up. When you throw the deck of cards up in the air, they're all in flux. They are in flight. And that we don't know where they will land, but if we expect them to land a certain way and they land differently, there will be disappointment. We need to go with the flow and go with this whole life earth adventure thing as if it's an adventure, with more neutrality and with hope and positivity. And if Spirit moves us in another direction than what we had hoped or thought, there is a darned good reason. Everything is divinely ordered, even if it appears ugly and disgusting. Everything is divinely ordered. We are not forsaken. This is an earth school. There are no victims. Before we come in, we know this landscape. We know about it. And we knew that this was coming, by the way, folks. Yes, we did. We couldn't wait to be here. It sounds crazy. But we are here to herald in a new earth reality, and it's brilliant. So in the meantime, we sit tight and we pray, and that Caroline and I will be sharing things that are, they might be like stupefying. You might be like, what? And then what I will say, and then I'm going to pass this on to you, Caroline, to add, put it on the shelf. Caroline, is there anything that you would like to add?
Yes, would. Yeah, and I will say this. We are, and Joni and myself can talk about this because we have our own experiences. We are of service. I get put into places that I might not want to be, but I know the reason why I do that is there's a very good reason. The same for Joni. We've had this conversation in this recent changes and times that are going on. I thought that I would probably be out there doing more readings. However, my other skill is that I'm an accountant, and I've been exceptionally busy with that because at the moment, my being of service is assisting people in keeping jobs. So we're put in different directions for different reasons. And sometimes it might not be exactly what we want, but I am a firm believer in you get what you need at the time, not what you necessarily want all the time. Yes, we need to be in creation. Our earth reality is what you think, your positive thoughts you create. However, sometimes there is delays in that program. And it's not a bad thing either. So, but we can.
Thank you.
We can move
Thank you.
Forward. Yeah. And I think, you've just at the moment, and the message I got very loud and clear at the beginning of this pandemic was take every day as it comes. Be grateful for every day and take every day as it comes. There is lots of changes in the world right now, a lot. We haven't got to the end of it yet. We're still going through the eye of the needle. There's a lot of clearing to be done. There will be many, much more clearing. However, we will come out of this side a better humanity. And that's
amen.
We are. So anyway, I will stop on the old to get down off my soapbox now. And
I'll help you.
Yes. However, I think that's where we've got to just have gratitude. And the one thing that I would say over the next several months is have gratitude, appreciate every day. Assist with your own creation and manifestation. There is lots and lots of things. And I am going to say this, and I've done it myself. Shut your ears off. Stop watching the news if it's upsetting you. Okay. Go with your heart and your instincts. And that's what I will say. So
thank
you. I don't know if you want to add more to that.
No, really, just we've said we'll keep going. People want readings.
Okay.
We had to I had to throw it in. You had to throw it in. Let's keep going.
Okay, next reader, next caller is 949. Hi, you're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How can you help?
So I've been applying for jobs, and somebody by the name of John is going to reach out to me tomorrow around 9 o'clock, and there was another job opportunity, a recruiter by the name of Derek, who was supposed to follow up with me this week about next steps for that job, and I don't know if Derek's going to call tomorrow or not. Just wonder if you see me getting either one of these jobs or if there's something else coming.
Okay. Do you want me to go first, Joni?
Yeah, that's your turn.
Yeah. Okay. There is choices. Okay. And I think this is going to be the sign of this show tonight, because we obviously, me and Joni, channel and we get messages. And it's all about choices tonight. There is going to be choices. There is two jobs. Okay. One you're going to take. I see you going back into the workplace in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And that's symbolization, by the way, because I do know, like, if you can work from home, then, you can do it that way. But I do, I like this, the feeling of this John guy. He sounds really positive. Has he spoken to you quite a lot already, Laura?
In the past, he's always tried to connect with me on a job, and we were always out of sync. So he's reached out to me again about, and he said he was going to call me tomorrow at 9 to 9:15.
Yeah. That's fine. I see you having like a Skype interview or a Zoom interview or a meeting Teams interview or something along those lines. He's very interested in you. Now it's the time. And that's what they're giving to me. So I think that's where I'm getting it's the time. So whereas before when you've just like, you've just got a job or he's just moved or something, this is the time now that you two culminate. Yeah. So I feel that's really strong. There's a strong bond. There's a strong connection. What is the job? Why has it, you've not had it before? Because it sounds, it feels right.
Well, it's probably going to be a contract with him.
Yeah.
But the other job, the one with the guy, Derek, that's a permanent position.
Right.
So I was kind of hoping about that one, but maybe that's not going to happen for me. And it sounds like the one with John.
Right. I'm going to give you.
Doesn't work.
Yes. I'm going to give you a little example here because this is something that is actually happening to me right now. And it's kind of bizarre, but it's, you'll understand. I actually was in a contract role last year. I actually left that business because I took a permanent role. But the permanent role I got, the company was in financial difficulties. So I only had 6 months there and then I was looking again. Okay. So I've actually now, I then went into another contract role and now it's really bizarre because I don't feel like I'm in a contract because I feel that I'm okay where I am. So whereas before I was panicking and worrying, thinking, oh my God, I'm in a contract. Is this going to last? Actually, it's gone to the, well, we're in the middle of a pandemic and I can't really ask for more. So I'm quite happy. Thank you very much. And the message that my guides gave to me was take every day as it comes. So I feel I would lose the concern over permanent versus contract. It doesn't matter, okay? You might say different, and the reason why I'm saying that, yes, you might say different because you may have more benefits or whatever, but I feel it's the job that you enjoy the most. You are going to have the choice of two, but when you talk about Derek, I'm not as positive as I am about John. And that's the energy that I'm picking up. So I would go. So what I'm saying to you is when you speak to these gentlemen, go off how you get on with them. Okay. And I think you will find you'll make the right choice. You probably will have the two jobs offered to you. But don't get so hung up on the permanent bit. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And now I'm going to pass it to Joni.
Well, it's right in line with what Caroline said. It's funny. It reminds me of that TV show Siskel and Ebert with the movies with the thumbs up, thumbs down, or one thumb up, one thumbs down. It was a movie show back, I think, in the 70s. And it's like two thumbs up here. So I'm on the same page with her. The question that I was supposed to pose to you is which one of the two does your heart go with? Which one would you want?
So I haven't heard yet from John what the job is.
Okay.
So
okay.
The only thing.
Then the reason, then what I got from Spirit wasn't now which one do you want, it's you will have a choice. And that you will be asking yourself, just like what Caroline said, who do I imagine getting them, you know, working with better? Where will I feel the fulfillment more?
Well, Derek is a recruiter for that other company. He's not the
head. Oh, okay. So he's representing that job. Okay.
Right,
I missed that.
Right.
Okay.
He was supposed to get back to me whether or not they were going to bring me in for an interview.
Okay.
So that's why.
You're very marketable. Now, there's one. Let me see if it's John or the Derek job. Maybe the Derek job. I feel like you're more of a challenge. Like, I don't know if you would be replacing someone and they don't quite have it down yet, that it's not either. I don't know if they've figured out exactly what the skill set is that they're looking for. Like, the person, I don't know, I don't even know if you know the background of this. It's as if the person might have gone or they shifted, but they want to change the description of the job and maybe they use the word uprooted. And so you would be entering into a refashioned position. I don't think they're quite there yet with that. That, I think, feels like what the stall is. And that the word I get is challenge, that I don't know if you would necessarily feel as comfortable there because of what they'd be asking you to do. So if this comes up, if you are presented, if you go on the interview, I almost feel like there's something in that that doesn't seem right. I don't know. I feel like either they build it up and puff it up, but you really take a look at it and you're going, that's more, bare bones. It's not as meaty as the way they're presenting it. It doesn't sound right. Or they're asking you to do things that just don't seem to be part of what interests you. You will know. That's what Caroline said. You will know. It will be very clear. But I do believe that there are proposals. I feel like there's more than one. So, and you settle in, whichever one it is, because Spirit's not telling me, because that would be spoon-feeding you. You settle in nicely, and you're very clear.
Okay.
Have you had your hopes dashed before with this?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you need to do some healing. Do you have an Epsom salt? Do you have Epsom salts?
I do.
Are you good with them? You can deal with sulfites?
Yeah.
I would do an Epsom salt bath. I feel that you're hurt and that someone gave you the impression you would be hired or you'd be considered and it didn't happen. And there have been things that have fallen through the cracks or you've been overlooked. And there's a lot of this, they're missing me, they're not seeing me, they don't know me, they're not giving me a chance. And all that has to be excised.
Okay.
And dealt with and healed, and that you're exactly where you're to be. And rather than, I don't know where you're at, so you'll know, either you're going to a place of poor me with a victim, or you're going to, I'm now stronger for it. So Spirit's looking for you to go to the I'm stronger for it.
Okay.
That you, again, you're exactly where you're to be. There's nothing broken. Take a look at what you've gone through. You're a strong cookie, and that you've been dashed around, and your hopes have been dashed. And you pick up the pieces, glue them back on with super silly putty, you know, super silly glue, whatever they call it, and super glue, and you're in it to win it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and the other thing I would just say, and I think Caroline probably would agree, is you don't have to know. So, you know, when you call a psychic, people want to know. They want to know, right? So Spirit isn't going to tell. Spirit doesn't tell, like, exactly, because that's spoon-feeding. That would be a cheat. Everyone would be calling psychics all the time, and no one would ever grow. They would know the answer in advance. So they give little hints, and then ultimately you go with your guidance, follow the breadcrumbs, and like Caroline said, you're going to know. And good luck.
Oh, and what I would also say, Joni, to that is that I always remember asking Spirit, well, why can't you tell me? And their words were, life is full of surprises. This is what I got as a message. Life is full of surprises. And where would be the joy if you knew everything? And the other thing that I'm really conscious of as well is that if I said to you, right, Laura, you're going to have an interview, you're going to get the job. The issue that I've got with that is you're going to relax and then you're not going to be at your full performing self because you'll go, hey, I've got the job anyway. Your subconscious mind always does it. It goes, hey, well, I've got the job anyway, so I'll just relax. And then you don't get your 100%. And that's the time when you fail. And then you'll go, oh, well, that psychic said to me I was going to get the job. Yeah, if you perform in the interview. So just remember that.
Okay, well, that's a good point. Thank you.
Yeah, but there'll be if the Derek thing doesn't come off, there's another opportunity. So don't worry, there will be choices, and it's choice of three. It's kind of like you may have like a lead, but it doesn't necessarily mean it might lead to anything. Okay, John, I like Derek. I'm not so sure about, and then there's another one coming in. So you've got choices. All right.
Oh, good. Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, right, I'm going to the next caller, 652. Hi, you're talking to Caroline and Journey. Who are we speaking to? Where are you from?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Journey, who are we speaking to?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. So who are we speaking to? Where are you from? It's Caroline and Journey, by the way.
Hi. My name is Tanika from Texas.
Oh, Tanika. Hi. We've spoken to you before, haven't we, Tanika?
Yes, you have.
A while back. Yeah, I always remember. Yeah. And do you know why?
You've got a good memory, Caroline.
Well, it was quite a while back, but it's just I remember we were laughing. Why?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, because I kind of answered the question for myself.
Yeah,
we just made you laugh. Yeah,
you did. Yeah, I always remember that. That was a brilliant. I always remember people where you've actually had a real smart, you know, I think you were quite low at the time and you were really lifted. Anyway, I'm not going to say how are things, but I'm going to say how can we help.
Okay, can I just have a general reading, whatever you pick up on?
Okay.
Sure.
Journey first. Yep.
Okay, let's see. Okay. During this time on Earth where things are not like they usually are, have you been, the word is like having fun. Have you been okay? Have you been laughing? Have you been eating enough? Have you been chatting with friends and playing?
On and off. I have my moments down, and then, you know, I'll find something else to kind of lift my spirits up. You know,
okay.
On and off.
Would you say you're a cheery person? You lift other people's spirits, and you've got that lightness of heart and the happy bug?
Yeah.
Usually, yes. So this is a stressful time for us all right? And that I see you're flitting around and la, 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 you're laughing, and that's you, you know, like you're meeting someone somewhere and you're hanging out and you're laughing, or someone comes over or you're on the phone. They want you to be in touch with your sadness or your fear or anything. That underneath, I do see a little bit of jitteriness, a little bit of maybe denial even. I'm not sure what it is, but you might know what it is. And just be aware that some of your happy, la-la, laughing, playing might be a cover for unease. Now, this doesn't mean that laughing and playing is a cover, because laughing and playing just is. It is what it is. But some people might use it to fake or avoid or suppress uncomfortable feelings. So the most important thing that I get that Spirit wants you to do is just be aware if you're nervous, if you're afraid, if you're sad, if you're angry, if you're impatient, any of the lower vibrating feelings, and don't hide them, meaning from yourself. Be honest with yourself, feel your feelings, reassure yourself the way you would reassure yourself at other times and the way you would reassure your friends and family. And that is key. And the other thing I'll say is, do you like cool drinks? Like
yeah.
A cool iced tea, a cool lemonade, seltzer with some juice in it, cool water.
Oh, about now. Yes, I do.
Like, not cold. We're not talking brain freeze cold. We're talking
I like
cool.
It like that, but I like it. Yeah, I like it.
That
yeah.
helps you very much. That you need that, it just, I don't know, it's your circuit board. It's that when you have a cool drink and you keep yourself hydrated with cool, it's wonderful. And I get from, probably, I feel like one of your guides, a must have.
Yeah,
so have
yeah,
your water on hand, because we all have to stay hydrated, but things that have flavored drinks, whatever, it's cool, is your sustenance. And also berries are good for you. So it could even be a berry juice. Berries work with you as well.
Okay.
Keep some fruit at hand if you're not having enough. Your fruit is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And did you want to lose a few pounds?
I'm trying, but I have an issue with my thyroid. So I'm thinking that I'm never going to lose it because my thyroid.
In time. In time. Are you sexually frustrated?
Yeah, because there's nobody I want.
Okay, honey, that has something to do with this. So give it time and imagine that they're coming and be patient. In about a year, someone shows up. A lot of this bloatiness is sexual frustration.
That's what I think. That's what I ultimately think. Like, you know what? If I was having sex, I wouldn't even have this much.
Honey, that seems so. So imagine in your mind's eye you're having sex. And then that could help. I did a reading for someone, a healing for someone, and they had a spinal injury with neck, broken neck and back surgery. And they said, and in another lifetime, she was a marathon runner that had a serious injury, hence the car accident in this lifetime, another break. And that spirit said that she's to go into a meditative state and imagine that she's running. And it will tighten her muscles. And as I was channeling it, I was in shock. I'm like, are you kidding? You can actually, in your mind's eye, tighten your muscles by imagining that you're running. So, hun, try it out. Imagine it.
All right.
There are many things that we're not told here in Earth School that are possible, right? We're not told that we can channel. We're not told we can heal, blah, 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 right? So you have nothing to lose. But by imagining this, and I would only say, and then I'm going to pass you on to Caroline, is if you are engaging in that, I believe that sex is a holy act. I don't think that this is something that you just throw out there. That's just my thing, okay, is that if you're going to imagining having sex with someone, have it be with someone of the highest of vibration, not just like, you know, let spirit choose someone off of the shelf. You can put the intention out that you are engaging in this act with the most beautiful of souls that lifts you and just has an aura of greatness. And that, I believe, will also assist you.
Okay.
And they will come. Someone's there. When you say they, I don't think they'll ever come, you've just created the block. So stop with that and instead imagine that this will be happening. This is happening.
Okay.
Make the miracle happen.
All right.
Good luck, and I'm passing you on to Caroline.
Thank
yep,
you.
Here she is. Caroline? Unless you muted yourself, I'm not sure, unless we lost you. I don't know. Let's see. Caroline, are you there? Okay, her net. Okay, here we go. So are you there, honey pie? Are you still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
So I just went here. She had to undial, swap headphones, and redial. She'll find out in a moment. She said, my internet has gone. Message me when you finish. So I'm going to write down here, I just finished. Okay, now just so you know, okay, now she saw my message. This is why she and I, we have to do this in case our blog talks go down, which this happened. And this happened to me, by the way, with someone I did a radio show with yesterday. I was doing a Skype for a podcast. Okay, now... Hang on 1 second. Now, hang on 1 second. So I'm going to type to her. So you are unable to call back in to give her your piece? Well, you are... Okay. She was to give you your piece next. You carry on. I will dial back in. So hang on 1 second. So hang on. So I end with her question mark. So this is for all the people. This is the way we do. She said, you carry on and I will dial back in. Can you dial in and then offer her your piece? Hang on, Sloopy. This is Mercury goes into retrograde next week, and she ended. Okay, so here we go. So I think we're going to – she opened up – she opened up the next. So are you the – you're the old caller that's still on, right? I just spoke with you.
It's me. No, I'm new.
Oh, you're new. Hold on. No, so hold on, honey pie. Okay.
Yes,
I didn't know. I'm typing to her. I didn't know. Okay, so shall I give her, hang on, shall I give her the reading first? Bear with me. This is the way. Now you see how psychics work? We go back and forth in 3D on Facebook Messenger. We can't telepathically communicate with each other, folks. She's just going to tell me what to do. She might want me to give it. I cannot speak disconnected. Okay. Honey pie. Okay, she says she need to dial back in. So she's going to dial back in. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Pat. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. My dog just joined me.
Beautiful. How can I assist? And I'm hoping Caroline will be able to get in. How can I assist here?
I messaged you. I just listened to all your fantastic videos, and the first one blew me away. As I said, it was epic. I just sent my son 20 pages of 30 years of words he needed to hear.
Okay.
And I am risking losing him, but, you know, I didn't have him. He's been slapping me down. It's almost like he's addicted to slapping me down. I know he's protecting his father. It's heartbreaking. And that's where I am. And yesterday I went to a dark place feeling sorry for myself. Well, not feeling sorry for myself. Fearful that I'm going to end up like this Shakespearean tragedy of being just this old person completely alone, except, as you mentioned, except with my animal. And I know I'm going to an extreme with that. I know I'm on the verge of maybe having done something that, well, I protected him as a child. He couldn't handle this anger as a child, but I let it go too long. So are you getting the gist of what I'm
Well, it basically
about?
Is where do you go from here? Is that like the question?
No, I want your psychic intuition.
About?
Did I do the right thing? How is he going to respond? What's my future relationship with him and my granddaughter?
Well, these are many questions. I can only answer one.
Okay. So, in general... what's the temperature of my actions? What are the consequences?
It's not met well. It seems that he doesn't want to have a relationship with you, and this put him off greatly. He doesn't want to speak with you. He doesn't want a relationship with you. So this was a push away. It pushed him away.
And in the higher realm of things, I feel like he needed to be told truth for his own good.
It feels so. It feels that the information that was relayed is truth, and that he He doesn't see your truth. It's a different reality. The two of you are on very different paths. And that he doesn't want to be shown truth. He has no interest, yet it was shown. So he had, you gave him the opportunity to see another side, and he made the choice, and it is done. So your job as a soul is to accept this. This is an earth school, and there are no victims, and that you knew coming into this lifetime that it might get this way. And if you have any bottled up anger, it needs to be released, and that acceptance of what is the most important thing you can do in your life now.
So it's not bottled up anger. It's a mother's love and finally telling my son to stop being abusive to me with misdirected anger.
I can only say I'm channeling all of this and that I'm seeing bottled up anger, and it might not be conscious. And like Caroline and I had said earlier, is that if there's something that doesn't resonate, just put it on a shelf, because we're pulling from spirit.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm really just trying to get as much information as possible. May I ask, do you see my relationship with my granddaughter?
No, he keeps her away.
Will the grandmother let me have a relationship with her? The other grandmother?
Not yet. Later. Few years. Not now. It might be a ceremony. I don't know what it is. It might be some type of a gathering.
Okay.
This, as someone had once said to me about someone who was in my life, this might be the most bitter pill you will have to swallow. And that I hug you when I say this. This is an earth school, very complex, hard, and common drama.
I know.
It is so common, and I'm not minimizing. It is something that many, many, many souls do. They have children, and the children choose the spouse, and then they get into these triads, and then one is dropped. And then the parent is left stupefied. How could it be? This is my child. And it's usually karmic, and there's usually forgiveness work that needs to be done. And the most important thing is you forgive him here and across all time and space, and forgive yourself. And that'll help release karma so your heart can heal.
Right. Okay. And can Caroline address this too, please?
I'm going to go to Messenger, and I'm going to type right now. I'm going to see whether she can get on. Let's see if she can. Okay, I am finished. Pat, are you able to get on? We will see. I just typed to her. It might be that... Until then, I am taking calls, and everyone will get one reading, and it won't be a tag team. Let's see. She just saw it, and she's typing. No. Unable. And I'm wishing you well, and this is a technical difficulty that we've had. So I hope this assists, and I'm hugging you.
Hello?
The next number is 8787.
Hi, this is Nancy from California.
Hi, how can I assist? Caroline is you know, giving the numbers out, and it's Joni right now until she possibly can get on. How can I assist? Hopefully it'll be a we.
Yes. My whole life is changing just because of sad circumstances. My husband passed away 2 weeks ago. I mean, 2 months ago. 2 months ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thanks. He had a long illness, and I was his total caregiver for over a year. But what I'm asking now is I'm going to be having to move in with my daughter in Oregon
Okay.
For a while, and my question is, do you see me eventually getting my own place and getting
in
back?
A while, you need to sift through belongings and separate out things. I feel that there's are you going to be cleaning out things, correct?
I've been cleaning out for the last.
Yes, that's the whole thing right now. It's metaphor as well. So you clean out what the sadness. Clean out the sadness. You'll be healing. And she is a caregiver. She is a love. I feel very comfortable. Do you?
Oh yes. Oh. I'm
yes, I feel wonderful. I feel like her arms are wrapped around you. You are in a good position, honey pie. I feel. Oh, it feels good to me. At some point you will, but not yet. It's a few years. It's interesting. You sit with her for a little bit here. There's you're determined. You're determined. You are very determined, but I see you haven't found what you're looking for. Do you have to ask, do you feel like you might go into a depression or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. So do you like, and where are you? You're in California?
I'm in California.
Okay, so in Oregon, there's a little bit less of the sun. There's a little bit more of the cloud cover.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You will do well with a full spectrum light. I feel that the gray might affect your mood. That's why, because I had to ask about the depression. So I got a lower energy, but it's not mood. It's the sun. So if you can invest in a light box.
I actually have one that I never used that I guess I'll take it with me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Look at that. They're telling you what to pack.
Oh.
My goodness gracious. She's got one. Of course they know that. Of course she does. So you will do well with that. Also, bright pink. Do you like that color?
Not really.
Okay, so then... the next time you could do it, do you have a color printer? Okay. So one of two things, either you go to a paint store and you find one of those paint swatches and grab like five of a bright pink. I guess it would be even fuchsia. Or you can go to a Benjamin Moore, Sherwin-Williams, Behr, you name it, one of the paint sites. Find a bright pink. Sorry if you don't like the color, but it assists. See if you can make it full screen, print it out, and then cut it into squares, rectangles, and place them, one on your night table, dresser, kitchen counter, one in the bathroom somewhere, maybe one in your car if you have, or pocketbook, and the pink will assist. It alleviates a low-level sadness. It helps with the grief work. That's what they say will help you.
I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, Caroline's back.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, Gus.
It's a miracle.
It literally cut me out. I was listening away, and the next minute, my internet connection just went totally down. And it was really bizarre because it cut the telephone line. But the show obviously carried on, which was brilliant. So, yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful. So just to wrap up and pass her right along, you are exactly where you are to be. Your mood might shift. So remember, I don't know if money is an issue. You might want to put a dime in your pocket or a special dime in your pocketbook. And I see abundance and prosperity. You move to a location that's different, but you were held in love. All is well. All is well. And he comes through. I feel like you're going to be visited. He will be watching you. He is going to be protecting you, your husband. He talks to you constantly, and he will be guiding you. And if you want to find a new place to live, he's going to find the exact location. And the last part is that, do you eat fish? Fish is very helpful for you. I don't know how close she lives to the water. Is she a water location or inland?
She's inland, but they go fishing a lot. They're near.
There you go. The fish is going to assist.
Beautiful.
Good luck to you. I'm passing you on to Caroline. Music to my ears.
Aww. Thank you so much.
Welcome, honey pie.
You might have to remind me who you are and where you're from and what was your question.
That's all right. My name's Nancy. I'm from California now. I'm going to be moving to Oregon to move in with my daughter and her family the end of the month, and because my husband passed 2 months ago. And my question to Joni, but she already went into that, was if you see me eventually getting my own place, because truthfully, you know, with her husband, and it's going to be a crowded situation. So I love my daughter to death. I love my grandchildren, and I really respect him. But I think, you know, there's a certain time frame. I shouldn't be there, you know, forever.
Well, it's going to be good. Okay. From my point of view, and I'm just going into the energy, and this is what I'm pretty good at sort of just looking at the energy around you. Lots of changes coming in for you, but all positive. Do you feel like massive urges to do stuff? Because I feel this ability to move. It's almost like you want to spread your wings. For some reason, you've kept yourself, and they're showing me where you've deliberately lowered your energy field to assist someone around you for a while, but you've done your job with that person now. Does that make sense?
Yes, I was total caregiver with my husband who had cancer for the last year.
Okay, that's where I'm picking him up then, because he's around. You know this, don't you?
He's visited me 3 times already. Real visit. Yes.
Yeah, very, very appreciative of all the job. And it was funny because something came up as I was looking at things, and I just feel this ability to spread your wings. And he's saying, you know, he knew you loved him. He knew you cared for him. And he also knew what you gave up. Yeah. And he says, you know, you lived your vows, you know, to the nth, didn't you? You kind of were there for him, come what may, you know. But it's your time now. So I do see you moving. They're showing me across sea. So I kind of feel you may potentially be moving over water, or you'll have somewhere by water. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I'm moving to Oregon, which is actually, it's close to a river, but, you know, it's not, it's on the coast, but this place isn't on the coast.
Yeah. Well, the vision that I'm getting in my head, and I'll give it as I get it, because I get it in symbolization form. And I always say, sometimes if I don't get it, I'll just say exactly what it is. And then obviously that'll be up to you. But you know, when you see, I don't know, if you imagine a bird flying and they're flying over sea, and they're just literally, you can see the sea underneath and it's just moving. Okay. So it's almost like you're flying. Okay, and that's the feeling I'm being given. It's like the freedom, the ability to move. It's electric, okay? Your husband, bless him, he absolutely loved and worshipped the ground you walked on. Does that make sense? But I think you did him too.
Oh, it was, both ways. We had our differences, but we had our love, our deep love.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he does not want for you to be in sorrow. He wants you to be at peace. He wants you to be happy. He knows you miss him. I'm not even going to turn around and say, you know, oh, yes, you could move on if you wanted to. I feel you had that conversation. However, at the moment, your love for him is way too strong. Does that make sense?
Yes.
To even compute the possibility of potentially somebody else in your life. It feels that it's too raw right now.
Right now that is not on my agenda. No,
it's just that far down the road. But I can't even think about that right now. You know, I get lonely, but that's fine. I can deal with that. As long as I've got him in spirit, I'm fine. And you'll be given the time to allow yourself to heal. And I feel that you've gone through the grieving process, and you went through a lot of the grieving when he was ill. You did a lot of talking, a lot of soul searching. You went through a lot, but it's still hard to compute. I still think you miss him. That's what I get.
Right.
But he wants you to spread your wings and fly, really. It's your time. And he used to tell you off for this.
And it's quite funny. Obviously, you cared for him with all your heart and your mind and your body and your soul. But you are good at looking after other people, but sometimes not so great at looking after you.
Yeah, I kind of lose myself totally, you know, when...
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and he's kind of telling you off a little bit there because he says, don't get hooked in that trap again. You know, you've done your time. Yes, you can care about people and you can care for them, but you don't have to be right in there. Does that make sense?
Oh, a lot of sense.
You know, it doesn't mean, you know, you love to be needed. And I think if you're a healer, we all like to feel as if we're helping and assisting. But you got quite tired with him. He doesn't want you going there again. You know?
I didn't think I was going to be able to do it any longer, you know. And I mean, when he passed, you know, I thought I'd have to put him in a nursing home. I couldn't. I was just me. It was just me, you know, and it was so hard.
Mm.
And I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, I know. And he slipped away. Well, I feel, and, you know, I don't know what went on, but I feel he slipped away very quietly. He knew. And he was fine with it. He needed to go. He wanted to go himself. He didn't want to become that ill. Does that make sense? Was he going to a place where he would have probably lost a bit of dignity?
Yeah.
If it had carried on. Yeah, he didn't want to be that way. It's almost like I feel he decided, no, I'm going now. You know, I'm not going to stay here for another minute longer because he was starting to really suffer.
I believe that.
And he didn't want to go that far. So it was a choice. He made the choice, okay? And I get the feeling he slipped away peacefully in his sleep, and he says he's fine. Now he's concerned about you more than anything.
Oh.
Sorry if I make you cry. I'm being a channel right now, and don't shoot the messenger, okay? But he does still love you immensely. He sends a lot of warmth your way. You will get everything you require and need and want, okay? You will go short of nothing. He'll make sure of it.
Oh, he already has in many ways.
Yes. But emotionally and spiritually as well, he doesn't want you to struggle. Yeah. So you've got a long way to go yet. You've got a few years, I feel, of you doing a bit of finding out who you are again. But I think I do see you meeting someone in the future, but I'm not even going to go there with that. This is a companion or a friend that's going to be there for you, whatever. I feel that it'd be good for you to be around family again. But I honestly feel, yes, there's a lot of things going for you. And I just feel that, yeah, you just don't beat yourself up too much if someday you have a little bit of a relapse. It's grieving.
Yeah,
and it'll take time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, the feelings I get. I mean, when was it when that you lost him, if you don't mind me asking? Because...
2 months ago.
Yeah, so it's quite raw. If this sounds mad, he's more worried about you than you are about you.
There's nothing to worry about. I hope before he became ill, I was very interested in getting into the healing arts and taking courses and finding what model. Can I still pursue that in the future?
You'll be encouraged to. Your big thing is, like as all healers have to learn, is knowing when to step back. So you did him proud. You looked after him amazingly. You knew and he knew that you kept him alive for as long as he was alive. Yeah. So I do believe that you have a gift. You will be using that in the future. And I get the feeling, and I'm being told to tell you this, and this is something that happened to me, is if you feel the course is too regimented, walk away from it because it's not for you, okay? Yeah. You're an intuitive. When you're intuitive, you have to learn to freewheel. I spoke to a couple of people when I first started, and it became, well, you know, I got told that I needed to learn to control my energy, and I also got told that I couldn't possibly mix Seikem and Reiki all in one. And at the time, yeah, I did get told that, honestly.
I understand that totally, because there's certain things that I've been directed to and I don't resonate with them at all. And so I kind of take a little bit out of each thing and kind of make my own.
Well, this is the thing. And as I say, I got told that I could not mix the two energies by somebody. Oh. And that I should learn to control my energy. And I thought, okay, so I won't be doing my courses with you. So, and I actually, strangely enough, I was directed away from that individual. But strangely enough, I went on a dowsing workshop and I met my master. And he just went, oh my God, you're an intuitive, you need to come to me. And he taught me how, and he said to me, I'm going to show you the hand movements, but teaching you is like teaching you to suck eggs. Don't ever lose your intuitive healing. There you go. So stick with your intuition.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
I want to pass on that he loves you, and I really am feeling this massive amount of love inside on my side to you. So, you know, I hope that doesn't sound corny when I say I really want to pass that love on to you.
Corny. I know he loves me. Like I said, I had 3 visitations and he actually was massaging my back and scratching my back and holding me. And I mean, it was real. I was not asleep. So this is, I know.
Well, I'm glad I could come back on and he could pass the message on to you.
I am so lucky that you came back on, and I thank you so much.
It's a miracle.
Well, anyway,
Caroline is known. She gets departed ones in spirit often, so it's perfect. I'm so happy that she was able to bring him in for you. It's blessed. Maybe he was the one that helped with the internet.
You never know.
You never know.
Anyway, but it was lovely to talk to you, Nancy, and I'm going to take care now. Okay. All right, then. Okay,
Thank you so much. Bless you. Bye.
Right, okay, we've got 2 minutes and 45 seconds left, Joni. Do you want to do any more calls? We have quite a number of callers left.
I wish I could, but I cannot. Time does not permit today.
Okay, well, I do apologize if we didn't get around to you. We will be setting another date, probably middle of July sometime, if not before, okay? But follow the Blog Talk Radio show page. If you ask to be notified, you'll get emails to say this is when Caroline and Joni are back on. As I say, for myself and Joni, you can find our show page on Facebook as well, which is the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. Joni, would you like to say to everyone where they can find you?
Sure. If folks are interested in a reading, a healing, you could find me on my website, www.joniswhitelighthealing.com. And I do Skype, Facebook, video, FaceTime, and phone sessions, again, for folks who are not local to North Central New Jersey. How can people find you?
Well, you can find me or one of my readers on www.crystalheartpsychics.com. I have to say, sometimes I am not online. I tend to do readings on request more than anything. You can find me through, you can message my Facebook page, which is CrystalHeartPsychics.com. Again, I am the same as Joni in the sense that I do readings via Skype and via phone call as well. So you can either get me through or one of my readers through www.CrystalHeartPsychics.com, or you can contact me directly through the Crystal Heart Psychics page on Facebook. Also, you can find me on Skype as well. Okay, so that's it from myself and Joni for another month. We haven't organized a date yet, unfortunately, but we will have one soon. I suspect it'll be around similar time next month, won't it, Joni? We just got to firm the date up.
Oh, yeah. We usually choose mid-month. Yeah. And it's 3:30 to 5:30 Eastern Standard, and it's 8:30 to 10:30. What does GMT stand for? General Meantime?
No, Greenwich.
Greenwich Meantime. Yeah. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. So that's time in the UK. But thank you for calling in. We've really appreciated you being online tonight. Apologies if we can't get round to you all. I am going to play a lovely song out now, which is... actually, I'm going to play one of Joni's songs, which is The Finding Me, before the end of the show. So you can listen to Joni's dulcet tones again. And lovely for you to hear from you all. And take care, and we'll speak to you soon.
Bye, y'all.
Last song.